Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Bubba is a deaf motherfucker. Jesus Christ.
Huh?
Sorry, we're starting late, guys. We kind of ended the show late, and Anna needed to eat some foods, okay, off camera.
Well, the studio was kind of preoccupied as well.
Yeah, there are people working here. We're getting ready for BARP, so, you know, I'm sorry we're late. We kind of ended the show abruptly, a little bit later than usual, but we are here. We're going to do a show. We'll probably go till about 12.
Well, okay.
You don't have to go rent a car, do you?
Not this week.
Okay. All right. Great. Where to begin? Last night was awesome.
It was.
It was really, really good. And I did better than I thought I would do. Because I feel like I usually have maybe a small talk window of about, I don't know, 30 minutes. And then I'm tapped out. Is something going on with Twitch? Or am I... What am I doing wrong here?
What? Say that again? Say that again. Say that again out loud.
On YouTube, we go on, on the tubes. Or on the,
I know it messes me up too.
I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, there's nothing live. Yeah, you said we were live. Now yeah, I'm talking to my fucking self, leaving myself a voice message.
It messes me up too.
Okay, there we go. Oh, there we go. I can see.
Hello,
my,
Facebooks.
Yeah, my beautiful face. I have a fucking or the pimple that had popped right before burp, and I'm like, oh, that'll go away tomorrow. I'll just put some Neosporin on it. Nope, it's right there.
I've got a couple.
That's okay. That's okay. What is the weather looking like tomorrow? We were kind of discussing that because, and the guys probably don't care because they're like, oh, we're hot and we're fat, so it doesn't matter. But for ladies, when you want to dress kind of like a hoe, which I'm planning on doing, guys, so that's why this is, you know, I'm not doing it for myself. I'm doing it for the people. The people want to see what I look like when I am dressed the fuck up going to the club, which I do every weekend.
That's the only reason why I'll be there.
What is the weather looking like? Susan Poitras yesterday told me, she's like, it's going to be in the 40s. I'm like, what? Well, I don't think so.
She's right, if we were in Georgia.
Ah, okay. Okay.
So let's see. The high tomorrow looks like it's going to be like 74, 5-ish.
All right. But okay, the party starts at 7:30.
At 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
in Tampa, Florida, 68. And it's going to stay that until 10 or 11. At 11 p.m., it's 66.
See, at that point, it won't matter because I'll be fucked up. Yeah, so I just need to know, like, when I'm sober, how cold it's going to be, because when I'm drunk, it doesn't matter.
Okay, and this says rain possibly starting around 3 to 4 a.m.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And even then, it's going to be 66, so it's not going to actually get too cold.
You should be fucking home by 3 a.m. Yeah. Or, you know, down face down in a ditch, whatever.
Rain won't matter.
Yeah, it won't matter, because you'll be passed out, no problem. But back to Tate's Pizza, it was awesome, it was so cool. A lot of people I've met before, a lot of new faces, a lot of people I've probably met and forgot and saw again.
Yep.
One of those things, and it was funny because you go like, hey, and then I like quickly glance at the name tag. I'm like, oh,
I know, me
shit.
Too. There's a couple people.
But yeah, it was great. It was great. It was so great seeing Brandon, his mom, every time. Mm-hmm. Brandon's great. And, you know, obviously he's special for many reasons, but his mom is just... The type of person, the amount of patience that woman must have, that's something that I feel like you really can't teach. That's just something you got to be born with. Something I clearly do not have. That's why I really value it in other people. Because my patience is very short. And
it
I imagine,
sure is.
Yes, it is. And my tolerance for being uncomfortable it's a very small threshold for me.
It is
teeny tiny. Very
teeny tiny.
If I am going to be in pain, if I'm going to be uncomfortable, I need to know well in advance and I need to be mentally prepared. Like when I go to do the jiu-jitsu, I am mentally prepared to have my ego broken down. I am mentally prepared to experience pain, and I am mentally prepared to be uncomfortable. You know, I'm either, and it sucks because it's funny because like how you win the game is you really hurt somebody else. That's how you win the game of jiu-jitsu. Like, do you want to be choked? Do you want your arm to break, your elbow to pop, your ankle to twist? Like, that's how you win the game.
Mm-hmm.
So pick your poison. And I know I mentioned this before earlier in the week, but Monday was a rough day. You know, I hosted here. I think it went pretty smoothly for the most part. And let me tell you something about the way that I feel about hosting the show. If it is a completely internal critique in terms of how I feel about it. Let me explain. So if I go into the show and we finish the show and I feel like I did good, anybody can tell me that I did a shit job, but I felt good about it, I'm good.
Right.
The opposite is also true. If I feel like I did a shit job, which I feel like I did the time before because it was kind of sprung on me last minute, if people were like, you did great, it was good, I was like, no, I didn't. And it fucking felt like shit. And I don't even know why I call myself a radio personality. I beat myself up probably for about 48 hours after that show.
And see, I didn't think you did that bad.
I thought I did really bad the time before last, this last time. And I was like, people were telling me, oh, yeah, you did good. I'm like, you're being fucking nice, and I don't believe you. And this time, Bubba kind of shit on me, ripped me a little bit of a new asshole, a baby asshole. But I felt great about the show, and I'm right. Like, I don't even, fuck you. I wasn't like, fuck you, but I was like, I fucking did a good job, bitch. But that's fine. It was good. 813-90-BUBBA. Call in. But yeah, back to the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I did mention that I had to roll with the instructor's daughter, who's not in the class. She may be 13, 12 and a half.
Okay.
She's about my height and half my weight, okay? And you know what it kind of reminded me of? I'm sure you're familiar with Mike Kaltz's Punch-Out.
Yes.
The time after I got pummeled by Carmen, Ryan Hoppe fought a woman. Yeah. It was an intersex fight. He fought a woman, and I remember thinking, it is a lose-lose for Ryan Hoppe.
Because
either he hits a girl and hurts her, or B, he loses to a girl.
That's what Tuttle used to always do. He was the intergender champion.
He would embrace it? He was the champion.
His fights that he always fought were with women.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I mean, I guess there's really not a... What do you mean fights? Like bar fights?
No, like in the ring, like the women knew they were getting what they were getting into.
Okay.
Like sanctioned. I don't know if they were sanctioned by like any real body, but,
sure.
But like, you know.
They were willing participants, the women.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it felt like. I was like, I'm either going to hurt this kid or that's A, or B, more likely, she's going to hurt me real bad.
Mm-hmm.
And her dad is a black belt with some stripes and a red bar, which means he's a professor, which means he can teach.
Okay.
And I just remember thinking, like, this isn't going to be good for me. And I could just tell, and I know I mentioned this before, but he was really looking for that proud dad moment. And it's funny because, like, you see these proud dad moments on Instagram or TikTok or whatever the fuck, and you're like, wow, like, that dad must be really proud of his kid who just beat that other person. But you don't really think about that other person, what they're going through.
Right.
That was me. The proud dad moment was at my expense, and I knew it was coming, and I knew that she was going to be able to handle herself. So it was a really awkward exchange. She puts on this gray belt. I don't even know what the fuck a gray belt is. I'm freaking out. I can't even tie my belt. I'm starting to like get nervous, and all of a sudden I'm wrapping it around. I'm like, I didn't even know. I was like, where's the end of it? And he goes, hey, see how she's taking a long time to do her belt? She's nervous. I'm like, yes. I'm very nervous.
Of
very
course.
Uncomfortable right now. I said, Jeff, you understand. This is a lose-lose for me. He goes, whatever. He's like, get in there. I'm like, okay, great. So he takes us to the side, and basically we go, and he's just explicitly instructing her, not me. So he's telling her how to hurt me more.
Makes sense.
And I mean, I didn't tap or anything, but I feel like that's just because I was double her weight. And at one point, like, you know, she's got her legs wrapped around my neck and stuff, trying to get me in a triangle choke. So I just take like this part of my arm and I just like slam it right against her neck, you know, but she's so tiny.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at him like, is this cool? Like, am I breaking any laws?
Should I be doing this?
Are we going to have to call like Child Protective Services against me? Like, I think like if you hit a kid, that's a worse crime than if I hit an adult, obviously.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't feeling good about this.
And the thing is, like, you know, you're small. And as much as it pains me to say this, you look pretty young, but you're not.
No. I was literally triple her age.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to be like, Jeff, I only fight people who lived through 9/11. This is out of my league. I don't want to fight a 13-year-old. This is ridiculous. He's like, whatever, get in there. I said, fucking all right. What he wanted is he wanted his daughter to have liberty to really use her full strength on somebody.
Okay.
Because I think she's a bit taller than most girls her own age. So he even said at one point when we were rolling, he goes, she's an adult. You can go like full on sort of thing.
Oh, he said that to her.
Yeah, he's like, don't hold back. She's a grown adult.
Right.
I'm like, what the dude? I thought you were on my. What is going on? So yeah, it was a little bit bizarre to be on the other end of a proud dad moment. And it's one of those things where you don't just brace yourself physically. I had to brace myself emotionally and mentally.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like, this is not going to end well. And I have a feeling. Right. And it's like, if I'm watching five couples, whatever, you know, duos of people rolling, and I see the instructor taking his daughter and somebody else, my eyes are going to probably be focusing on that group of people.
Of course,
over there.
Yeah.
You like, Craig, don't put on a fucking show for people. People are looking at me. He's like, right arm, right arm. He's like yelling instructions at her. She's tiny. So people are like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I'm just like, this is so fucking. And then I have to mentally prepare myself and go, listen, you're going to be okay. Don't. Because what I do is I beat myself up over after almost every class.
Right.
I go, I can't believe that girl like passed me or swept me or did that. I'm like, I was better than her last week. What happened to you? I thought you were an athlete, Anna. You ain't shit. But it's nice to know because after class, sometimes I overhear girls talking in the locker room and they say the same things. They like have urges to quit.
Sure.
Like, they don't feel like they're getting better.
Right.
You know, you feel like you run something a million times, you take a week off, you forget the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, God, this is going to really take a long time to get kind of good.
Plateaus.
Yeah. And you got it. Obviously, they're like, you just keep showing up. It's like, yeah, but it's not like you're just trying to get in shape, like not, or you lose. It's
yeah, you're getting your ass kicked.
You're getting your ass kicked.
Yeah.
And people are watching you, and it's like this whole thing. I had to roll with that 17-year-old again on Wednesday. She got me in like this kind of choke position, and I always get myself in the same sort of shit that I can't get out of.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this. I think there's like one gay guy in the class.
Okay.
He's I can tell he's gay because like I've spoken to him
because he brings his boyfriend.
They're like making out. It's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah.
No, but like it was so funny. Like this girl has me. She's trying to get me in a choke, and I just feel really defeated. I'm like, God, not again. She's 4'11". She's maybe 90 pounds soaking wet. I'm like, this is so fucking embarrassing. And I look up and I just see him, and he didn't have to say anything, but I could just tell with his big blue gay eyes. He just looked at me. And he just like. Like, he didn't even, like, mouth anything. He just, I could tell it with his eyes. He goes, you can do it. Like, he's like, you could, he's just like, looked at me. He just goes, and I go, I can do it. Like, in my head, I couldn't say it because I was choking.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, I can't. And then it gave me strength. Weirdly, I was like, I can.
You were like Hulk Hogan in the ring where he does, like, the ear to the crowd thing and the crowd pumped him up.
Yeah, but I couldn't use my hands or my anything because they were, you know, I was all, like, constricted. But it was just, and after class, I said, hey, listen. That look you gave me strength. He goes, yeah. He's like, I knew you could get out of it. You just gotta kind of fucking go like that and like that. And then we started running a little, some of the technique. He's like, you just do a little bit. He's pretty good. I'm like, hell yeah. Thanks, gay man. You're the best. Giving me strength with your gay eyes.
Right.
I'm not even kidding. It was just this look. When someone gives you that look like of optimism, like, yeah, I know you're about to get choked out, but like you could. You could get out of it.
Yeah.
And I believed it. And all of a sudden, like, all this, like, adrenaline just rushed through my body.
Nice.
It was amazing. Thank you. Thank you, gay man. Appreciate you. A1390 Bubba. Tonight, we have Bubba 199, and it's exciting around here.
It really is.
There's people that I don't usually see. There's a hustle and bustle to the place
yes.
that there usually is not.
Mm-hmm.
And it must be stressful for them because I'm just going the fuck home after yeah. this.
By them, you mean me as well.
Yes, also Thanks. You. Yeah. I'll be heading to the gym while you guys push it together and do stuff.
Yeah, I went to the gym this morning.
That is insane because you got home late last night because...
It wasn't that late.
What, like 9 or something?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but it was a great turnout. I really enjoyed seeing everybody. I think I spoke to pretty much everybody. I tried to do the rounds.
Yeah, I think so too.
Ty J is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he
Jesus
is.
Christ. He's
I can't wait to
go
kayaking with him.
Yeah, me too.
Like me, dude, like, and like Bubba has to be there.
I told him, I'm like, we got to get that footage.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I didn't realize there were kayaks that can hold 500 pounds.
Yeah. I have cheap ones.
Mm-hmm.
So mine hold like 250, like maybe, I think they're rated for 250. They'll do 300,
yeah.
No, but you know, whatever. But like, I just have cheap ones, but like better ones can do quite a bit.
Right, right. So that's exciting. I'm excited for that. And then tomorrow is the big night.
Mm-hmm.
Is Barp, and I'm excited because I kind of am saving myself like a virgin for Barp because I can't, guys. I am fucking old as shit in my body, in my mind. I don't know what happened. It was like. I was like, I'm young. And then I kind of plateaued. And then kind of like COVID happened. I'm like not going out as much. And then when I could go out again, it was just like plummets. Mm-hmm. I was telling Blitz during the break. And I think this is relatively normal. Probably not. For a younger person, when I was like, say, 10 years ago, I was 24. Going out was my whole life. That sounds unhealthy.
It sure
but
does.
But in the sense that, like, yeah, I mean, I had jobs here and there, and I was, you know,
to pay
going
for
school.
Your going out.
Yeah, I'm not wrong.
I
yeah,
know.
But I would look forward to going out so much. I like to the, it would just give me such a energy of like, I'm so excited to hit the club. I'm so excited. My favorite things were when I was living in San Diego. Sorry. There were these things called an intervention, and it was like this party every Sunday, pretty much, in these massive DJs like Tiesto, like ones you've heard of, Afrojack. They would show up at the Hard Rock, and they'd play from, like, I don't know, 2 to 7, and then you would just, like, go bar hop. And this was a Sunday. Like, what the fuck? And I was doing drugs, like, all the time. I was just having the time of my life. It was so fun. And now, Jesus Christ, I go downtown for one drink. I'm ready to go after, you know, 15 minutes. Let's get the fuck out of here. I am tired. I need to be home. But the thing is like, nothing has really replaced that in terms of, like, that like adrenaline hit, that dopamine hit where you like get so excited. I'm like, well, what's the next thing you get excited about? Mm-hmm. And it's like, is that just over now? You know, because I would get myself so riled up and excited. Now it's like, I don't know. I think the way I experience excitement is a little bit different. Like now I get really excited when I consolidate stuff like that. Consolidating shit. Like, imagine you have, like, stuff in different... Like, this is a stupid example, but, you know, I had a bag of lettuce and a bag of spinach, and I was almost done with the spinach, so I just put the spinach in the romaine, and then I just roll it up, and that was just one. Instead of, like, you know, 50 bags of lettuce, I just got one, and it's all the way full, and I just go, I like that.
Yeah, so I had...
different, but I like it.
I do this thing where I make salads every day. And I had a little container with chopped red onions. And yeah. I had a little bit of black olives left in the can. I'm like, you know what? I could take the can. I could put the black olives in the container. I could just push them over. And I was like, and I get rid of the can. I was like, hell yeah.
I love creating space now.
Yeah.
I used to like doing drugs and partying. Now I like consolidating things. Oh. That's like my new thing. I love that shit. And yesterday, before the Tate's thing, I was like rushing because I wanted to be early. I was so early. I think I got a fucking ticket for running a red light. It's fine. I'll pay the $300. I just didn't want Bubba to get mad at me. I was so fucking paranoid. I was going to be late yesterday.
You know, I got there and I was like, I was on time, but like, you know, it was close. And I kind of scanned the parking lot real quick and I saw one empty space. One.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to call Anna. And if she's close, I'll save it for her. If she's not, she's on her own. But like, you
what
know, if you're right down the street.
Yeah.
And so I kind of walked over there and I kind of looked to the right and your car was already there.
Already fucking there. You know what time I pulled up? 5:31.
Holy shit.
5:30 fucking one.
Yeah, you were like 20 minutes before me.
I was checking. Because what I do is, and I was talking to Blitz about this, is, okay, so tonight I have to be here at like 7:15.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have to start doing the math, right? You have to start subtract. Okay, well, what time do I need to make dinner? What time do I need to go to the gym? What time do I need to take a shower? What time? You start just subtracting. What time
game.
Do I need to go to the Publix? And then, you know, you have to kind of schedule your day out. You start
backwards.
Doing the, yes. You start
backwards
doing,
math.
Yep. You start doing the time math.
Me too.
So yesterday I was doing the time math and I'm like, oh, I have 2 hours to get ready. But then what happens is when you do that, then you're like, oh, I could do this extra chore and do that. And then before you know it, fuck, I'm late. So I was freaking out and I kept checking the time to get to Tate's. It's literally 14 minutes from my house.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I have a feeling someone's going to, you know, try to kill themselves off Gandy Bridge, which isn't even high enough to kill yourself.
Right.
But knowing me and my luck, there's going to be a massive accident.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to get fucked. And then I'm going to ruin the night because Bubba's going to be so mad he won't be able to have a good time. So I'm freaking the fuck out. I run. It wasn't a red light, but I did see a flash. Which scared me a little bit.
Okay.
Because I was like, I'm going to get it. I was about midway through the intersection, still yellow arrow. And then suddenly it was just full red. And I see it. And I went. Then I thought, I think Kevin can help me out of this.
If it's expensive enough, he will.
Okay. Fantastic. Yeah. So then I'm speeding my way there. I pull up. I run inside. No, there's, it was like FTE, Greg and Amy were there. Lakeland Hoosier was there. I think Cable Dog was there. And that was it. There was no Bubba, no nothing.
Nice.
And I'm looking around. So I immediately text Bubba because I want him to know that I am there.
Of course.
I'm there not even like on time. I'm there like hella early.
Which for you is like hours early.
Yes. I have horrible time management. Yeah. It's my greatest weakness.
You might have been, I'm like, you might as well have been there Wednesday at that point.
He's not wrong. I don't run early. If I'm on time, I'm early.
Oh, yeah.
The way Jews roll is about 20, 30 minutes late.
Mm-hmm.
Persians, you know, black people run a little bit later. Persians are the worst. Sorry. I know we have a big Persian fan base in Tehran, but you guys are the fucking worst.
All of our new Facebook fans are all Persian.
Yeah, my best friend back home is Persian, and you know it got to the point where my mom told me the story. I didn't remember or realize. She said one time, you know, your best friend back home had a birthday party. She said she was 4 hours late to her own party. It was on the beach, and they're like, "All right, we just need to pick up a few things. We'll be there." Like the party started at 12, they didn't get there till 4.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I do not remember that. She's like, well, I'll never forget it. Yes. I was also like 8 or something.
Right, right. I'm sure then you didn't like it, but whatever.
No. And I feel like, you know, sometimes when people start talking, you feel like you maybe have a memory, but I really don't think I do. So yeah, Persians run late, but yesterday I made it a point to prove to Bubba, but also myself,
of course.
I am capable of actually being early.
Well, you did say, I think it was a couple of months ago, that's one thing that you really want to work on is not being late.
You know, it's my greatest weakness, and it didn't make the cut for goals for me to write down and put on my wall.
Okay.
Didn't make the cut.
Yeah, it was a few months ago. Like, it wasn't a New Year's resolution. It was just one of those things that was, like, kind of in passing. Like, hey, here's one thing I'd like to get better on.
Yes. Yeah, I definitely do. And I feel like at the root of it, it's that I am too optimistic, actually. I know.
What do you mean? What?
I'm too optimistic. People say I'm a pessimist, but I say I'm an optimist. I'm optimistic that I can get things done faster than I actually can.
Okay, I have the same problem.
You know? You're like, oh, this should only take me 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
In actuality, it's probably going to take you 35, but you think you could do it in 20.
That was my problem yesterday. I went to the gym, and I was like, I went late, and I'm like, you know what? I could still, I'm good. Like, I can get what I need to get done.
Right? Nope.
I could have literally went to the gym a little earlier and then not being Russian, not have to rush the whole time.
Don't be Russian.
But I went, yeah, no, gross. So I went to the gym and then like, I was like, should I use that last few commands? I was like, nope, fuck that. I'm going to go home. That went
all
the time.
You cut it kind of close.
Yeah, I did.
What time did you roll in?
It was like 5, I think I got there at like 5:40 or 5:45, and I was doing like the whole take back roads because I would look ahead and see something backed up, so I'd go left, right, left, right, yeah, I did that.
Traffic.
I did. There was a few swerves and a few like close calls.
I know, please God, don't let me get in an accident. I was like, that would be just my, you know what I would do? I would abandon the car and start running. I'm not fucking kidding.
Just leave it where it's
when I saw the flash go off, I go, fucking worth it. I'll pay, even if it's like $200, I'll worth it. Yep. It's worth it just so that Bubba isn't angry. Because he was so mad when we went to Orlando.
That you weren't early.
I was, okay, so we had to leave at 4.
Yeah.
Rolling out at 4.
Mm-hmm.
I arrived at 3:57.
Yeah.
I was in the car by 3:58, 3:59. Mm-hmm. We were on the road at 4 for sure.
Yeah. Oh, we were in the car and he was like, let's start the car, because, and this is like, you were literally pulling in at this time. I'm like, there she is right there. He's like, I don't care. She's not out of her car in this car by 4. Like, we're out. Like, I will leave her there and like wave at her as we drive away.
Yeah. He was so mad at me. Thank God my ass was looking popping in those jeans. And
it was too.
He immediately, thank you. He immediately, forgot that he was mad at me. He goes, oh, you look nice. And then, okay.
And then he got mad at me because I wouldn't eat at Arby's.
Yeah, I didn't eat it. Oh, I had a salad.
Yeah.
Well, I think because you were acting weird, and so he was.
Well, because we said we weren't stopping, so like I'd planned on not stopping. So then he's like, "Well, real quick, we'll get Arby's," and I was like, "I don't want anything from Arby's."
So why were you mad though?
Because I didn't know we were going to sit there for 45 minutes and eat.
We were not there for 45 minutes.
37 and a half, whatever it was.
All right. Well, yeah, it was that was an interesting night. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I fell asleep on the way back. I do remember that. I woke up and we were there. I'm like, oh, shit. Why do I fall asleep? I can fall asleep on a car when I'm like super fucking uncomfortable, but I can't fall asleep in a nice, beautiful bed.
Right. When it's time to go to bed.
When it's time to go the fuck to sleep.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't even want to jinx it, but I've been sleeping well.
Yeah, I slept all right last night. Once I got to sleep.
Yeah, but I've been getting that REM in because it makes a difference.
Yes.
But and I feel like I'm getting these sorts of. First of all, I wrote it on my wall. That was number one, was sleep.
Yeah.
Just sleep more, sleep better, prioritize sleep, like whatever the fuck you got to do. Because, you know, you feed your body, right? You feed your body food and sometimes sunlight and, you know, sometimes it may be best if not from the fucking pizza rotator thing, whatever. What is it called? Pizza?
The pizzazz.
Pizzazz. You know, maybe if you have some whole foods, that'd be good. But you also need to feed your brain, and you do that when you sleep.
Oh, yes.
It needs to rest. And that's it. Yeah. The fuel that you need for the next day is the sleep. So it's been, and I was a little bit concerned about this week. A little bit concerned because when it's crunch time to sleep, guess what I can't do?
Mm-hmm.
Sleep. So it's been very good. I knock on wherever the wood is. Thank God it's been great. But
I'm trying to decide, like, do I take a nap today, which I probably won't do because I won't have time.
You won't have time. I thought you're fucking booked to the max.
Today. I am. And then I'm like, okay, well.
Or go to the gym again.
Yeah, probably will. And then I'm like, all right, well, so I'm gonna try to like get out of here like after the shows. Like, I don't want to hang out here for a while.
Mm-mm. No.
Go home, go to bed. Then I'm going to get up early tomorrow because there's a car show. So I'm going to go to a car show tomorrow. And then I might go home and take a nap. I don't know.
You're talking about tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, after...
I'm going to come here for a while and work during the day to get stuff ready, but...
Jesus Christ. I'm picking up the pizzas and the wings. Do I get points for that?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not really contributing as much as I should.
You cleaned
be.
Out the fridge.
I did clean out the fridge, and made a video while I did it.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. I need to give myself more credit.
Yeah, you cleaned out the fridge that you were part of getting dirty.
Hi, who's this?
Let's fucking go, Brandon.
I who's know.
That? Hell yeah.
Who's this?
It's Florida Stanley.
What's up, Florida Stanley? I thought it was you. How's it going?
I'm so fucking happy for him. That is amazing.
I know. You sound like Blitz and I yesterday. We were just so stoked over the moon and Brandon.
I'm
and you just had a swagger
to sign
about
up for
him.
OnlyFans to watch that.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, I need you to help me.
So okay.
I put up the video of her walking in the apartment. Which was odd because the description I put, Caitlin Hatley is a hero. She's going to meet Brandon the Quad. They wouldn't let me post that because the word meet, M-E-E-T, is not allowed to be posted on OnlyFans.
What?
That's what I
oh,
said.
Oh, like meet up?
Yeah. That was a restricted word, so I had to change it to greet.
Okay.
I know. So whatever. However, there's two videos that I need to post. One today. And then one next week. I need your help to decide which one I post today.
Okay. Is there any way for me to view the video right now? Not show them, but view it and they can see my reaction?
Yes.
Okay.
I can put it on my laptop and kind of point it that
and
way.
And show me?
Yeah.
Do we have to get it like set up and stuff? Should we go to break?
We'll go to break first. But I mean, it'll only take a second to set up, but we need to take a break in a second anyway. But
okay.
But yeah, after that, I'll play both videos and then you help me decide which one I put up.
Okay, that sounds great. We'll go to break now and we'll set that up.
Perfect.
Right. Well, wait, I have a question for Blitz.
Oh, go ahead. Forgot you were there.
I'm not staying in any of the hotels near the studio. I got an Airbnb in downtown Tampa.
Yep.
And I heard Bubba yesterday talking about the parking situation. Where should I park?
So across either directly next door to the west, there's a AAA building. And there's like a wooded area, kind of. Anywhere in there you park, or across the street in a wooded lot. It's not, I mean, there's like a couple trees. It's just not paved. Anywhere over there is fine. I mean, and really at nighttime, tomorrow night, almost anywhere is okay to park.
Okay. I'm hoping to be in Tampa probably around 5 o'clock today. So any Bubba Army that wants to, that's doing anything today before 199 or tomorrow during the day, if they want to hit me up, I'll give them my number. Either whisper me on Twitch, which is the_Florida_Stanley, and then, or if you want to hit me up on Facebook, it's Kyle Durden Stulak, Stulak. Just hit me up, and I've got a couple of people's numbers already. I'm gonna text them.
Beautiful.
And
I think there's some people like going maybe to Tate's for lunch day or something. I don't know.
Well, I won't be there until about 5 or 6 o'clock today. But
yeah, well, we don't care about you.
All day tomorrow, I really got no plans other than to just fuck around in downtown
Have
Tampa.
Have fun. All right, cool. Awesome. Yeah, definitely connect with
you're coming tonight, right?
Yeah, I'll be there tonight.
All right, cool. We'll see you tonight.
Beautiful. See you tonight.
See you guys.
Bye. Bye. That is awesome. I'm so excited for people to connect. I was talking with Tease last night.
Okay.
And I think she lives in, I want to say Lakeland or something like that. But she is out here for the weekend and she was just so stoked on the deal. She's like, I'm here for all three events. She's like, I even got a hotel because I don't even want to fuck around with
Yeah, there's a bunch of local people that got hotels.
That is so awesome and exciting to us that you made this like such a holiday weekend for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you guys so much for coming out and partying with us and celebrating and obviously contributing throughout the year as well.
Yeah,
but,
and like last night, everybody was cool that was there. There wasn't any issues.
No drama. Everything
at all.
Was put
was awesome.
To bed. We were all there just having a good time celebrating Brandon and seeing Ty J and little Walker, who's
mm-hmm,
so cute.
Mm-hmm.
He was tall as fuck. That kid's going to be like 7 feet.
I hope so.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break now.
Okay.
And we'll be back with my viewing of the Brandon of the Quad sex tape video.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you're listening to yourself.
I'm marking out. Hold on. Give me a second.
Listen to me. Listen to myself.
Right. All right. There we go. We'll be back.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome back. Kind of just taking care of some general housekeeping. I got a call from Kevin Hazlett, so I wanted to make sure I got back to that right away. Not sure where Blitz is right now. I was going to view the Brandon the Quad sex tape. Very excited to see that. To be honest with you, I felt like I already saw it because I just saw Blitz laugh. We all did during the main show. I just see at the end of the last segment, I just see Blitz burst into laughter and I go, I know what he's watching right now and I want to watch it too. I started crying. I didn't even see it. So I'm very excited to see what went down yesterday morning. Blitz is getting set up. I think everything... everything's good with Kevin. I think he just kind of, you know what Kevin is? He kind of just wants to check in.
Yeah, sometimes he just likes to chat.
Yeah, yeah. So I called him back and he's just like, hey, guess what color the t-shirts are? It's your favorite color. I was like, mint green? He's like, no, heather gray. I'm like, oh yeah, my second favorite color.
Right. Mm-hmm. Your second favorite, whatever color he said, your second favorite
that
color.
That's my second favorite color. Yeah. So he wants to know, he also asked about parking. Because he's probably not going to get here right at 7:30.
Okay.
But he has, you know, a couple hundred t-shirts to unload.
Yeah.
So I told him we'd figure something out for him.
Yeah, we can send Lemmy out to go grab them.
Absolutely. There you go. And I know you told Florida Stanley, but you basically just said to keep park across the street.
Yeah, in the lot. The wooded lot across the street. It's kind of over a little bit, not directly across the street.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people are going to be Ubering or they're...
Oh, yeah. Most people are from out of town and they're going to shuttle over with the golf carts.
Right. So there should be plenty of space for one Kevin Hazlett. Unless he brings the limo, in which case that might be a little bit cumbersome.
He's not bringing a limo. Rock's not coming.
Yeah, Rock's not coming. Because obviously if you have three people in a car, you need a limo. That's just how the Hazlett's
go. If you own a limo, might
right,
as well
he
use
does,
it.
He does own a limo. All right. So I'm about to view. You guys can't view shit unless you go to OnlyFans and subscribe.
I need you to pick which one I put up there.
Okay. Can we just start from the beginning so where I could see the greeting?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see how we go.
So there won't be any audio. This is the greeting.
Can you guys see me? Probably. A little bit. Okay. She's got a big duffel bag full of God only knows what's in that bag.
Right. Well, dongs. Big plastic dong.
Oh, a big hug. She's fucking amazing. Oh.
Brent.
How excited. Okay, so you could see.
He's
like
in,
Brent,
he's in his chair.
He's in his chair.
Now, everyone that has OnlyFans can see this video right now. This one's up now.
She just walks in. She's fully clothed. They're just, you know, the initial greeting. She's wearing a Bubba Army shirt because she's fucking money.
Is it a Let's Go Brandon shirt?
I think it's just a Bubba Army. I could be wrong.
Okay, well, that's the greeting.
Okay, okay. And this is, now I'm going to view one of two videos which will be posted today.
Yeah, well, you're going to view both of them.
Okay, can you guys see, okay, what I'm working with here, I want you kind of to see my reaction.
Yeah, that's the payoff.
Mm-hmm. Because okay. I was telling them when you were out of the room that I feel like I've already seen it because I just saw you laughing. So it made me happy just seeing you laugh because I knew
what
you were watching.
This is the first video.
Okay.
This is the one I saw.
I want full screen Jones.
I'm getting there.
Okay. Hell fucking yeah. Let's go, Brandon. Fuck yeah. Oh my God. My dick is hard. Wow.
That makes one of us.
Whoa. Whoa, hold on. Hold on.
Careful, careful.
Okay. Wow. She just...
Here, actually, here. Put it on the. Yeah. You can put it on the board and don't let the camera see it.
I won't.
I know. Just got to be very careful.
I know. I got you. All right. And there's no sound, obviously. And just press a
spacebar.
Spacebar. Okay.
Careful. Careful.
Careful. Careful. Hell yeah, Brandon! This is fucking insane. She
gets right to it.
She is not fucking around. Healthcare hero, healthcare hero. Oh, and it looks like she likes it too. Fuck. Hell yeah, she's deep throwing it. Can I say that?
I mean, you can say that.
Uh huh. Yep. Yep. She likes it. You can tell. Woo! What's up? Let's go, Brent.
I mean, she's a fucking hero.
Yeah, she is. She really fucking is. Oh, wow. Oh, now we got a different angle. Oh, we got a different angle.
Well, there was multiple cameras, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Because I think Country Girl was also a camera person.
She was in the room.
Yeah.
Wow. 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 Can you imagine how he's been fantasizing about this for, I don't know, his entire life?
Dude, and I said, there's literally nobody better.
Oh, my God. And she is not only like, she is doing it enthusiastically. Yeah. Very enthusiastically.
Yes.
Very enthusiastic. She looks like she's having a great time.
Yes, and that matters.
Because she knows what this means to him.
Fuck
you know?
Yeah.
This is fucking amazing. This is fucking amazing. This, like, honestly makes me so happy.
Me too.
Yeah. You know, I may not use this video to get where I need to go, you know, but
right.
this is like a...
It's still a must-see video.
This is, you know, this reminds me of one of those videos where they're dragging someone over the finish line, you know, their legs gave out during the marathon. And my God.
And His gave out,
and she's like, you know what? We're going to finish this marathon together. I got you. And she grabs him, you know, when they grab him by like the side and they drag him through the finish line. Everyone cheers.
She's grabbing him by the balls.
That's what's fucking going on right now. It's just a feel good. You know, this makes me feel, you know, when you see those family members that come home.
Okay, so hit, leave it there. Hit escape. And then.
The next one?
Yeah, but right.
This one?
Yeah, hold on, because you got to do it this way.
Okay.
And this is the other one.
Okay. And this one is 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
Yeah, this is him actually losing his virginity.
You know what this feels like? You know those videos when the military members come home and their family sees them and they surprise their family? This is how it feels right now. Fuck yeah. I just saw the moment that he loses his virginity.
Yeah, you did.
Oh my God. God bless her. I don't know if she.
Right,
okay.
Right.
That's maybe not the. Okay. Hey,
right.
I don't know. I'm not a pro. I don't know shit. I don't know anything about anything. Oh my God. God bless. God bless. Like that right there is it's just a magical moment, folks. You gotta subscribe to the OnlyFans. You gotta subscribe to the OnlyFans. You gotta subscribe, fuck, because that's what's going on. It's a fucking I'm
She's
watching some,
fucking awesome.
That is amazing. You know, I'd love to see this video. Kevin Hazlett. And I'm going to show it to
you. I'll have it on my phone ready to go.
Thank you. God bless her. That is a juicy ass. I thought I had a big dumper, but I...
Oh, no, you have
mine
nothing.
Ain't
yeah,
shit.
No.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Look at that thing.
Yeah, it has a mind of its own.
It's got two minds of its own.
Wow. Wow. Just amazing. And then I think she's... Okay, she's spinning it around now.
Oh, she...
Oh. Oh.
She's got her...
Oh, okay.
She puts her feet up by his head.
Fuck yeah, she does.
And then
what? The acrobatics,
right?
Good protection is worn.
Yeah,
that's great. Good.
And then she turns around.
She turns it around. Beautiful. Oh, I need to hear the audio. It's obviously we can't play here, but
no, I know. Me too. I haven't heard it yet
you
either.
Haven't heard
no,
it
I
either.
Haven't heard it.
Oh, what a view he must have!
Right,
that is fantastic. That is amazing. Wow. Just, and he's grabbing on the hips. He's
Hell
getting
yeah,
full
he
into it. Best day of his fucking
Couple
life.
Couple issues.
Yep. He's going to go home and be the star of Iowa. He's going to throw it in his brother's face. Hey, guess who
he
got
should.
Fucked this weekend? Me and not you. By a hottie with a brand
with
new
Diakos.
Set of Diakos, right?
Yeah.
And that sexy hair.
She's going twerking it left and right.
She's twerking it. She is into it, too. She is shaking that booty. All on that. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful. You guys need to...
Okay, so you need to help me decide which one to put up. Because...
I feel like the second video is more exciting than the first one. And
right.
I think you should post the first one first.
That's exactly what I thought.
keep them. They want you want them hungry for more.
That's exactly what I thought.
So post the first one first.
Okay.
Because that's like that's a nice appetizer.
Okay.
To
I was thinking the,
main the
same
course.
Thing. But technically, in the first one, which is fine, technically in the first one he doesn't actually lose his virginity.
No, he doesn't. But he loses his oral virginity.
Yes, he does.
You know, that whole thing. We just got $5 from Justin. Is that right? Let's go, Brandon. Does that say Justin? I can't, my eyes are terrible.
Yeah, Justin.
I've been telling myself they're going to self-correct for the last 20 years. They have not. That's okay.
One of these days
but
they will.
I honestly, it's like, it's weird. I've never watched porn and been like, that's fucking great. You know what I mean? It's weird to watch a pornographic film and have like a sentimental, like warm feeling in your heart and not in your loins.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought it was very heartwarming. I liked it. You guys should certainly subscribe.
I think it's absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for Brandon.
I'm very happy for Brandon. Good for him. Good for his mom. He's going to be talking about this forever. And
he should.
Will be, and I believe we kind of discussed that Caitlin is willing to do this once a year. Every year.
That's
and it's
awesome.
Going to be the kickoff to Barb. So
that's a hell of a kickoff.
That is a great kickoff to a party weekend. We got Bubba 199 coming up tonight. It's going to be a little bit interesting just with the whole dynamics of the show and the music, and it's a silent disco and not everybody can hear it, but whatever. We're going to work it out. It's going to be fine.
There's going to be a TV in the green room, mm-hmm. the new one, and then there'll be a TV outside on a table as well,
okay.
both of which will probably have Twitch on them.
Uh-huh.
And I'm kind of thinking that like most people will go out there. To the point where, like, Bubba will probably end up out there.
You think?
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, well, how's that going to work? We're like, literally, we're all out there watching an empty studio.
Right. That might be a little bit bizarre. And then, if Bubba leaves here long enough, does that mean that I should just come up and kind of run things?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No, I mean, like, if music runs out, then
obviously,
yes, for
yeah.
sure.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I won't be sitting here or anything, but just in the event
no,
that
I know.
Something goes down.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think tonight's going to be another dry night for me as well. Not, you know, what you think, but okay. Alcohol wise, are you going to be drinking? You didn't drink yesterday, did you?
I did not yesterday.
Okay. What about tonight?
Like, I might have a drink. I don't know. We'll see, but okay. Probably not.
Yeah. I need to save myself. Like
yeah.
I said, I can't do back to back nights.
Right. You're an old lady.
I'm old lady. And the thing is like, what is the point to have like a drink?
Right.
You know, it's like where you kind of feel good, but you could feel better. It's like, tomorrow I'm just going to go hard and have three. You know what I mean? Three whole drinks. And I'm going to be maybe on the floor because I rarely drink anymore. It's just not as fun as it used to be. I remember the time when if I was not on the border of blacking out and throwing up, I was just like, this ain't fun. This ain't shit. Now, if I just get like a little bit of a buzz, I just kind of push it maybe a drink or two past that, and then I'm fucking good. I'm done. I don't like being hungover. And it's not even like, oh man, last night was worth it. I'm so hungover. I don't even really like being that drunk. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even really like being that drunk to the point where, you know, your balance is off. It's just not what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I need a new kick, and that's why I'm thinking about getting into psychedelics.
Oh my God.
Watched a documentary recently called Fantastic Fungi, and it really kind of turned me on to, I know we've been talking about microdosing, but now I have a whole new appreciation for mushrooms and mycelium. So that should be fun. Mm-hmm. That's going to be what I'm going to do. I'm going to get into psychedelics.
Oh, real quick, go back to the drinking tomorrow night, blah, blah, blah. I know you normally do vodka and soda.
Yeah.
I have saved one bottle of the grapefruit vodka. Do you want that?
Yeah, I mean, what do you mean, at your house?
No, no, it's here. I've like, hit it.
Oh, you hit it? I mean, yeah.
I mean, if you don't drink it, somebody else will. So is that what you, I mean?
Honestly, any kind of vodka is fine with me.
Okay.
Yeah. If you want to bust it out, bust it out. If not, I'm more than happy just drinking regular or whatever. I'm not fussy. I am fussy, but not with
that. I mean, it'll be out for anyone who wants it. So.
All right. Great. Hello, who is this? Welcome to Off the Rails. Hello? Hello? You're definitely on. How about this one? Hello, who's this?
Well,
God fucking damn it. Fuck y'all.
Maybe Dan hung up on him again.
Yeah, that was funny. I didn't realize that's what Dan did.
Yeah.
And he was like looking at the phone. I'm like, Dan, there's no caller ID. And then all of a sudden the call went down. I'm like, oh, he fucking hung up on him. That's awesome.
Somebody from California.
Oh, go figure. My family is having a family reunion, apparently.
On which side?
My mother's side.
Okay.
Apparently, my sister, and it's one of those ideas where it's a good idea, but it's a lot of work for me now. My cousin reached out and said, you know, my sister had a great idea. She said, Bubby, she's dead, but my grandmother, yes, the matriarch of the family, she died about in June. It'll be 5 years.
Sorry about your loss.
Six years.
Okay.
Fuck. Yeah. No, it's okay. She was 94. It's fine.
Right.
But
she was in her prime.
Yes. She's going to be 100 this, well, would have been 100 this year. So apparently my sister had the grand idea, hey, let's all get the family together on Bubby's birthday. Okay. No one wanted to fucking see me when I was in California twice last year.
No shit.
October and December. But now that I've come back and I'm like, and I remember even coming back from California, I'm like, it was a great trip. Don't get me wrong. But it's not a hassle, but it kind of to remove myself from here. And the wedding that I went to in October was just kind of a, you know, a shit show with the layovers. And it's just hard. You know, I can never do a layover again. Unfortunately, I need to just fly direct each way because it is just a fucking game changer.
And the difference is, like, if you were doing a layover that was, like, you know, like in Texas or something, like halfway, like, makes sense. But your layovers were, like, fucking out
Miami,
of the way.
Miami?
Wrong way.
And Minnesota. I went to Minneapolis.
Way out of the way.
I'm trying to go to San Diego, and I'm going to fucking opposite direction.
Yeah, way out of the way.
So it's just a bit of an ordeal. So, of course, I leave. Then everyone says, hey, I got a great idea. Let's do something in San Diego in 3 months. I'm like, guys, first off, my boss is going to strangle me because he's like, this bitch fucking keeps leaving to California. I would love to go. But I'm doing this new thing that I'm getting really good at Blitz. And what you do is you either you make something inconvenient for somebody else, so then when they tell you that it's their fault.
Yes.
Now, do I want to go? Yes, I would love to see my family.
Sure.
Do I want to go to California in April? No, I don't want to. I love California, but enough already. I've been there twice now. It's across the country. It's a pain in the ass. Leaving here, this isn't a corporate job. This isn't like, I'll just get paid time. Like, this is a mom and pop thing, and you kind of got to be here. And
oh, yeah.
You don't want to be taken off, you know, every weekend because you want to go places and see whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, I want to go, but I don't want to make the effort to go. But then I remembered that how big of a situation it was with the vaccine. It all occurred to me last night. I go, oh my God, this is amazing. The vaccine. Now, all of the people on my mom's side of the family are very to the left.
Okay.
Very blue. And I kept thinking, like, I'm like, oh fuck, now I gotta, you know, I gotta let these people down again and say I can't make it. I look like a schmuck. And I'm kind of like a not really involved family member. You know, there's some family members that, like, for example, my cousin went to Argentina and, like, found a third cousin that was missing after the war. You know, goes to great-great-grandfather's grave sites, take pictures, like, does the family lineage. I'm just like, listen, I live in Florida. Leave me the fuck alone. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I do to, you know, I don't really contribute. The other family members, they see each other much more frequently. They exchange birthday gifts. They get together on their own time. I haven't seen some people, you know, in 10 years. And you know what? It's fine. I'm mad about it. So I felt bad that and it's like this whole family email thread, and I'm reading through it, and I'm like, fuck. People are like, I'll go. I'm down. That sounds like a great idea. And I didn't want to be like, fuck this. You know, you don't want to write that. That kind of ruins the vibe. So I haven't responded to anything. But then I started thinking in my little peanut head, I go, wait a second. These people are all vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
They'd probably be very uncomfortable if I arrived, if I came out, and then I have to PCR, and they have to PCR, and we all have to swab and swim, and I just make it so inconvenient. Not even inconvenient, but they're afraid. They're afraid of my presence.
Florida.
Because, yes, not only am I not vaccinated, not boosted, but I live in this fucking cesspool of shit known as Florida. Awesome. I love Florida. I'm never leaving. And I'm also, like, kind of hardcore about it. Like, I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, we got freedom. I am vaxxed, ho. So they don't really like my attitude either. So they're afraid of me for many reasons. Because of my vax status. Because I'm repping the state. And also my politics. Mm-hmm. They don't want me around that shit.
No way.
And there's old people. There's my grandmother's brother. So, like, my great uncle's going to be there. He's, like, 102. He probably is. His wife died last year. That was the memorial that I did via Zoom for my car.
Oh, yeah, you were driving.
I was on my way to get fucked up with my friends, and I forgot about my aunts.
Anna Maria Island or something.
I was going to Siesta Key. It's so nice. And I was like ready to get fucked up and like, you know, maybe do a little blow or whatever. And my sister texted me like, this was last summer. So I think it was 2020. Like, yeah, so like 2 summers ago. And my sister's like, hey, are you going to Marianne's Zoom funeral memorial thing? And I went, I forgot about that. So there's like 80, 90 people on the Zoom call, right? And my sister was like keeping tabs on me because she's a little bit of a narc like that.
Okay.
So I showed up. I'm like, hey, guys. And then all of a sudden, like, my screen went black. And then, like, I showed up again. And then I got like a full face of makeup, you know? And I'm in a different place, right? Because I'm getting ready.
So you're at your house. You started off at
my
house.
My house, and I have it going. It was fucked up. Like, I remember I hear like my great uncle's just sobbing, and I'm like putting on mascara. Like, it was just like fucked up shit. You know, he's mourning the loss of his wife, whom he's been with for 50 years, and I'm like putting like white claws in a cooler. Like, but I was multitasking. I was grieving and working.
You had it on mute.
I was on mute and my screen was blank. So then I come back to the table, you know, 30 minutes later, like full beat face, which makeup on, you know. I was wearing like pajamas, and now all of a sudden I got like my hair done, my makeup's on because I'm about to meet some friends. Then my sister's like, what the fuck? And then suddenly black, it's black again. Then all of a sudden, like, I reemerge and I got a seatbelt on.
Yeah, you're in a car.
I'm driving in a car. My sister's like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, dude, I totally forgot about this, like, you know, memorial on the go. So I'm grieving on the go.
Yeah.
I'm getting gas. I brought it into the fucking gas station. I'm like, can I get 20 on 4? Thank you. Trying to let my uncle's crying. Could you just give me a moment?
Ma'am, your car got declined.
Yeah. We don't have time for this. Here's the cash. Leave me alone. Do you take Bitcoin? Just kidding. I don't have any. Then I get back in the car, and at the end of it, they're like trying to wrap it up, and it's like you can feel them. You know what? It's like edging. When people are like trying to wrap up and they're not doing it, it's like edging, but the worst kind of edging.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're like, all right. And you're like, fuck yeah, it's almost over. And then someone says something and squirrels them. I'm like, no, back to the end. We got to cross the finish line. Let's go.
Right.
Let's go. Come on. And then someone's like, can I say a few words, Adam? I'm like, hey, you Jew bitch, shut the fuck up.
Jesus.
That's how I felt. I needed this to be over because it's like I'm trying to drive. I'm trying to grieve. I don't know when to turn on I'm trying to listen to a little Justin Bieber on the way down there because listen to this soundtrack of people crying. It's not really amping me up for the beach, if you know what I mean. So it was fucked. So I finally they're ending, and it's the only time that I turned on my mic and I said, thank you so much for putting this on. It's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Adam, who is her son.
Okay.
Like my cousin, whatever, who cares? Cousin, let's just say. Thank you for organizing this beautiful slideshow that I didn't watch. I feel bad, you know. I mean, I kinda knew this woman.
Right.
But also, like, you know, I had to go to the beach.
And you put the phone on, you hear,
fuck that shit. Let's get fucked up.
On, your mic is still on.
Baruch atah Adonai. Shit! They're doing the mourner's Kaddish. God
damn
it.
They still hear me.
Yeah, no, I made sure that shit was off.
Yeah.
That shit was off, yeah. Because listen, I have done that before. Dude.
Oh, yeah?
Dude. I will... I'll, I don't even know if I don't actually want to. I won't tell any names because
okay,
I
yeah,
feel
no.
like there's some fucking pieces of shit that would like reach out to people. But yeah. there was a, let's just say a guy I was dating.
Okay.
Okay. And I like wasn't feeling it.
Okay.
I wasn't feeling it. And I was talking about him and I don't know what kind of bullshit voodoo happened. I think I had text messages pulled up and I was like talking shit, like mad shit to a friend. This was New Year's Day. I'm good with dates. January 1st, 2017. Okay. And I'm talking some shit about a guy.
Okay.
And I got the messages pulled up and I'm talking to my girlfriend who I don't talk to anymore. Fuck her. She's a piece of shit. But at the time, we're good friends. We're talking. She's driving. And I guess I put the phone on my lap and, you know, there's that little call icon.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking called him.
Oh, that was slick.
And I'm talking shit. But thank God the way that I talk is like this when I'm telling a story. And then you said this. And I was like, like, that's what you're hearing.
You can't really tell what they're saying.
And it was muffled because it was against my leg.
Yeah.
But I went, I think, to reference a text message.
Oh.
And I see not only am I calling, but they're actively on the line.
Right.
And I think
how red did your face turn?
Well, I immediately pushed end and I think I threw my phone against her windshield. Like I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, because that'll fix it. That'll take back.
Yeah, but it's just like it was like a visceral reaction to right. like you feel like you got a bug on you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I felt so bad. And I'm thinking that this motherfucker and I go, it's fine. It's fine. It doesn't matter. Like I'm never gonna see this person again. You know, ended up dating him for a year and a half. 813-90 Bubba. It's fine.
So you've done that to me before, actually.
No, I haven't.
Well, I mean, I didn't hear when you're talking shit. That was other times.
Okay.
But when your dad was in town, because like I took your dad to lunch.
Yeah.
Well, during that ride, you had called me or something. Well, then like you must have redialed me. And so I went back like it was weeks later. And I heard on my voicemail, it was you and your dad talking.
About you?
No.
Okay. Thank God. Thank God. Should we just end the show so I can know what I said? It was a bad? Well, you're still talking to me, so you're still my friend.
But I know what you said.
You know what I said. Okay. It's fine. Everything's fine. Can we take another break?
If you want to.
Okay, let's take a break. I can't focus. I need to know what was said immediately. I'll be back. We'll be right back. All right, well, we're back. Sorry, I had to take another break.
Yeah.
Just to...
Because you had to pee, right? Even though you didn't
I had
move.
To pee.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
was peeing,
was
as you can see.
You're on
actually,
camera.
Well, I did pee. I just pissed all over Bubba's
oh
chair
my
right
God.
Now. I'm sitting in my own urine. Is that okay with everyone? We'll find out later. Let's just move on. Yeah, it's just... we're fine. We're good, right, Blitz? We're good?
Everything's fine.
We're fine. Let's take a call. Calls are great. I like calls.
Is someone coming to 199 tonight?
I don't know. Hello, you're on Off the Rails with Anna and Blitz. Who's this?
No, you can't even say my name now.
I can't even say your name.
No, you're good. Hey, guys, it's Track Meet.
Hey, Track Meet. What to do? No.
You know, I'll make it quick and try to fail your way home. This is just kind of a call of appreciation for you guys, the Bubba Show and everything. I had a kid born premature, like, on the 29th, and I've been in the hospital. And just being able to listen to you guys on the radio and keep my mind distracted off of that stuff. And my kid's finally home today. And he came home on the same day that Brandon D-Man Quad lost his virginity. So I will never forget that. My son came home on the same day Brandon the Quad got it in.
They came
and
on the
Marina
same day.
And Marina Diaco's birthday. And the day that that Dan got his penis assaulted.
Oh, I forgot him. This is great. What a great day.
What a great day.
It really is.
For Romina.
I
want to
let Brandon know he is one of the only male quadriplegic CPS or whatever he's got porn stars. He's awesome.
He is.
He's in a rare club. He's in a form of his own. Go Boma Arby. And really, you guys, thank you guys for
Let's go, Brandon.
Hell yeah.
Thank you. Awesome. Track Meet.
See you guys.
Bye, man. See ya. It was such an eventful day yesterday.
It really was.
And you know what was cool is, like, obviously, you know, Brandon loses his virginity. That's a fucking amazing. But then to go to this party and think about for Brandon, like, he shows up and probably about 15 people were wearing his shirt.
Yeah, I was.
I was too.
Yeah.
You know, supporting him and being excited for him. And no one's, it's not about like clowning or whatever. Everyone's just like so fucking stoked for him. I mean, to the point where he was getting pussy thrown at him, and he's like, no thanks, Blitz. Can you wheel me away from
this
motherfucker?
Yeah, he was like, please help me.
That's so funny. What was she? She was just hanging on him and like...
She wouldn't leave him alone and like... But like, she wasn't even being like sexual about it. She was just being annoying.
Okay.
You know, if she like was like rubbing his back like and more like sexual, but she was like just had his... She had her hand on him and like just wanted to talk. And he's like, I don't... Bitch, I'm a pimp.
Yeah.
Don't just touch me.
Yeah, unless you're going to fucking hop on this dick.
Yeah, unless you're going to let me face fuck you.
Yeah, unless you let me face fuck you. I'm not interested. So scram, ho.
Yeah, he's a pimp now. He doesn't
yeah,
have to
I need to eat some
games.
Cake with pussy on it.
Right. Pussy cake.
With my pussy cake. Yeah.
Cake was actually pretty good. I had a little piece of it.
I had nothing. I was intermittent fasting, and no one bothered me about it, which was nice.
Until the very end.
Oh, God.
Where they tried to give you a salad right before you left.
They're like, do you want some fucking lettuce? And I'll put it in a box for you. I'm like, I got plenty of lettuce. It's all in one bag, actually.
Yeah,
I'd love to talk about
it. It's consolidated.
Guys, I don't know what it is about the small things now, but just fucking consolidating shit. And yesterday when I was like, especially when I have like something to do at the end of the day, I don't know. I feel like I want to be as productive as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just, you know, fucking finishing some laundry, doing the dishes, taking out the trash. I'm like, I want the place to be clean when I get home because God only knows how late it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's like 8:40, but still. It's nice to come home to a clean house and you're like, fuck, I put this away, I put that away. Everything's like nice and in its place.
So like this has no reflection on how last night went. Like last night was awesome. But like there was a point where literally I went to go pull my phone out just to look at the time. And I was like, okay, it feels like it's maybe 2 a.m. Because, you know, we got there, you know, what was it?
5:31.
Yeah. Like 6-ish basically. I'm like, all right, it's got to be like 2 a.m. And it was like 6:55, like 7 o'clock.
It wasn't
like,
2 a.m., but
shit.
It did feel later.
No, it did feel later, but. And it wasn't like had nothing to do with like the party wasn't boring like
no not at all but also when you've been up as early as I mean you even earlier
yeah,
than me
yeah.
but when you're up that early and you know your body starts to shut down around 8 p.m. at least for me
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean I'm gonna fall asleep it just means my brain stops working
right that's the thing too is people don't, I mean it's just like I mean, there's people that get up earlier than we do so whatever but like you know it's not that I can't do anything late like I can stay awake until midnight but after like 7 or 8 like it's I can't do much
right
I'm just awake
yeah you're just awake and it's like it's the time of night where you just want to do mindless shit
mm-hmm.
like I'll maybe I don't know look at Instagram
yeah,
listen
like to
some music
Tampa Bay's.
I was just about to say that for you, motherfucker. I was setting that up. Tampa Bay because this fucking loser takes all the wind out of my sails. This fuckface watches this dumbass show called Tampa Bay's.
I knew you were going there.
Fucking asshole.
I heard on your voicemail.
Okay. Hate you. Hate you so much. But anyways.
Hey! David Hernandez just donated $20.
Ooh, thank you for stealing your mom's credit card and giving us some shmoney.
It was nice to meet you too, David.
Yes, it was very nice to meet you, David. Thank you so much for coming out. We very much appreciate it. If I could just return to the family reunion thing for just one moment. And it is really an art form that I'm crafting and trying to get better at. And I've done this with a few people over the last few weeks, actually, where I don't really want them to do something or I don't really want to go somewhere with them.
Okay.
And then maybe I don't tell them about it or something happens and then they decide that, you know, and then when they ask me about it, I go, oh, I thought, you know, for your benefit, I didn't want to do it because I thought X, Y, and Z. And they go, oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Right. Or it's kind of the similar thing where, like, just now I made plans for something I can no longer attend because I've made new plans.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I'm supposed to go out next Saturday night to Carrabba's, thanks to Kevin Heasley. He gave us a $100 gift card.
Yep.
And but there's also this Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu clinic I wanted to take in the evening. So I was like, fuck, now I have to reschedule that. Well, I just got a message from one of the ladies, and she's like, I can't make Saturday night. Can we do Sunday early evening? I'm like, absolutely.
Oh, for the Carrabba's thing, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So it's perfect. It's one of those things. But the best way to, like, get out of inviting someone to something, or if you, for example, like me, you don't want to go to this family reunion,
mm-hmm.
instead of, like, you know, being like, I can't make it because of work, you go, I don't want to go and make you uncomfortable because I'm not vaccinated. Oh, yeah. And I know how that would make you feel. Yeah. And they're like, thank you so much.
Because you're so respectful.
Exactly. Yeah. So instead of being the asshole that doesn't want to spend another $500 to go coast to coast,
mm-hmm.
and have, you know, Bubba get mad at me for taking off so much, and at this point, I wouldn't blame him.
Yeah, no shit.
So instead of doing that and then letting everybody down, you actually, it's the same outcome, different narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're a hero. Now I'm a healthcare hero because I go, listen, I know the way my sister feels about the vaccine,
mm-hmm.
and I just really respect the way that she feels about being around people who haven't been jabbed yet. So I'm going to take myself out of the equation because I'm fucking selfless like that. And I just want to make sure that the rest of you guys have a good time. I know we got this old ass motherfucker who's probably going to be 92, 93, mm-hmm. something like that. His wife died. The memorial service was beautiful. I watched all of it. And also we have an infant. We have a kid that I think just turned one. And I don't want to, kids get sick from shit.
Yeah, they do.
You know? So, like, I'm going to just, because I'm selfless and I care about you so much, I'm not going to go. I'm going to have FOMO here at home, mm-hmm. here in Florida, in this cesspool of AIDS-ridden bullshit. I'm going to be here, okay, with the alligators that don't fucking exist because I've never seen one in the wild. That's a different story. We'll get to that. Never seen one around here. Lived here for 6 years. People tell me alligators everywhere. Never fucking seen one.
I see them every time
never
I go
fucking
out.
Seen. I've seen a manatee. I've seen dolphins. I've seen fucking dolphins, like, in pods, like, doing shit and fucking. I've seen dolphins fucking.
What were they doing?
They're fucking, like, Brandon the Quad. They're fucking each other. I've seen that. I've seen stingrays, but I haven't seen an alligator. But it's problems. Hey, you see alligators everywhere. I haven't seen shit. So why don't you shut your fucking mouth? At this point, it's a mythical creature. Never seen it. It's Bigfoot. I've never seen a goddamn alligator in the wild. In a zoo doesn't count, you know, but people are like, oh, in any body of water that's not an ocean, there's, you can best believe there's some gators in there. Never seen one.
But you won't
go
with me.
And then I get promised to see.
I'll show you a gator sometime, but you don't ever want to go.
I just don't think it's going to happen. It's never happened before. Why would it happen now? And then people, and I've been with people before where they go, listen, you want to see a gator? I'll show you a gator. There's gators every time I go to this one place. And we go, guess what? No fucking gator. They're like, there's a turtle. I go, I've seen turtles. I don't want to see any fucking turtles.
Was there any minnows?
There was some fucking marp carp or whatever the fuck.
Some marp. There's some
know,
marp there.
Mullet, isn't a mullet a fish?
A mullet is a fish.
There was a bass or whatever. Who cares? It's a fucking fish. It's heat. Doesn't matter. It's the same thing.
It's heat.
Heat is heat. People try to tell me different types of heat. You have to broil it. I'm like, put it in the oven. They're like, it's not the same.
No, you got
to
get a pizza.
It's heat. It doesn't matter.
You gotta
put it in the microwave.
You got to get a pizza maker.
Just put it on the stove and then flip it around. It's heat. It does, you could take a lighter. Just fucking go like this a lot.
No, you got
fucking light.
You gotta get a pizza maker.
It's just heat. People try to make it so complicated. You gotta put it in the smoker and then you gotta put it in the fucking sous vide. It's heat. It doesn't matter. It makes it hot. It doesn't. It's basic physics, you guys.
No.
Come on.
No, you're not right.
I am wrong.
Heat is not heat.
Heat is fucking heat. You gotta put it. People, oh, you gotta flambe it. Can I Skrillex it in a...
Can you Skrillex it? What the hell?
Skillet. Whatever. Who cares?
Saute?
Saute. It doesn't matter. It's the same thing. People try to make it more complicated
what are you,
than it is.
Old guy on fungus listening to Skrillex?
I don't know, man. It just doesn't make any sense to me. People try to complicate things. Oh, no, it's a confection versus an infection. And
wait,
I'm like,
wait,
huh?
Say that again. It's what?
It's a confection instead of an infection. A convection. Convoction.
What?
Convection. Convection. Infection. I feel like
inflection.
It's an inflection. It's an affectation. Okay. Let me explain something to you about fucking physics. I know physics. Okay. It's heat. Heat is heat. It's energy. It's heat. It doesn't matter. If you take a pizza long enough, you take a lighter around it, it's going to get hot. It's gonna cook. You're cooking it. You cook it with the lighter. It doesn't matter. It's the same thing.
It's not crack. It's a pizza. That's what you're talking
matter.
About.
It's heat. Heat is heat.
No, it's not.
It is. It's just, it's actually the same fucking thing. Yes.
But it's not.
This is why to me, like, making food is so boring to me. It's just, you got to make it like this and like that. It's just like all these little fucking details. It's annoying.
I like to eat food that doesn't require heat, like yogi and salads.
I do like eating those, but I don't like to bother myself. I like to eat hot food, but I don't really care how it was made.
You don't bother yourself with all that cooking nonsense.
No, it's annoying. It is annoying and boring. It's so boring to me when people say, oh, the smoker, and the 2 hours and the 4 hours, marble it.
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1. What did Lemmy say? 3 hours in the fridge. Do you know what 3, 2, 1 is, Lemmy? Yeah, 3 hours in the fridge, 2 hours in thaw, and fucking 1 hour in the smoker.
3 hours taking a nap, 2 hours driving to the fucking barbecue joint, mm-hmm. and 1 hour at the barbecue joint eating the food.
Exactly. That's 3, 2, 1 for me.
Well, is there any meal that you like to cook or that you can cook?
No. Can't. What? There's a difference between can and enjoy. Do I enjoy making food? Absolutely fucking not. I don't know. I honestly, it boggles my mind how people actually enjoy making a mess and then having to clean up after it.
Oh, see, now I love cooking. I hate having to clean up.
I don't like to. It's bizarre. I don't like the preparation. You have to think of all the things and the mixing and the this and then you
time
make
management.
Something right. There's lots of time management involved in cooking.
Part. I love it.
Guess what? I'm not good at time management.
Yeah,
not good at it. See, so it takes sometimes an hour to make a meal that you consume in 7 minutes. It just, it doesn't, the math doesn't add up
well,
to
no,
me.
Well, no, but a lot of it, time management wise, is like, you go, okay, we're going to eat in an hour. So that means this takes this long, this takes this long. So you got to start prepping stuff early and then like, you know, like, hey, I'm going to throw this on there. And
but that's not fun. Like, that's not fun to be like, because that's, I don't think that way. I mm-hmm. think I'm hungry now. What can I make in 10 minutes? Not, I'm gonna be hungry in right. an hour, and then you gotta pull everything out, and the chopping, and the flambeing, and you're just like, and then you eat in 7 minutes, then you have to clean up for another half an hour. I'm like, what the fuck are we doing? It's a waste of time. Waste of time.
Yeah,
heat is heat.
No.
That's how
wait
I see
till you
it.
See these pizza makers.
I have already seen them, because he played a video of it. Looks great. I don't doubt that it doesn't work. I believe it does. I just don't.
So what kind of pizza? Because we're on the same team.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of pizza are we getting?
We're doing cauliflower vegetable.
Okay, apparently you didn't hear me. What kind of pizza are we getting?
Pizza said! If we could just do like a veggie pizza. Could we do cauliflower just to try it?
Have you ever had it?
Yeah.
It's not good. Like I feel like
we just have to do it because our gimmick is that I'm on the team and I'm annoying with the way that I eat.
Well, that's not a gimmick.
Yeah, it's actually real life.
I know.
But can we just...
But I'm like, I'm all about veggie pizza.
Okay. What, do you have some stupid idea? What?
Okay. So I don't know if this will be good at from a pizzazz pizza type pizza.
Want to put Kalamata olives on it?
No.
Greek pizza.
I was going to... See, so this one person told me that like putting a salad on pizza is good. So I was going to try that, but I guess not.
Guess not. Why can't we try cauliflower? Is it bad?
It's really not that good. And it's not any better for you.
I don't know if I believe that.
Look at the fucking...
I did. Oh, trust me, I did. It said it was like half a pizza was a serving size. And there were 44 grams of carbs, which wasn't bad.
That's actually not too bad.
No, it wasn't bad. Now, it probably tastes like shit.
There, yeah.
But that's the win.
They're not so bad, but they're good. Though.
All right. Well, we'll discuss right, we'll them more off the air. Okay. You know, we won't bore you with these details. T-tails.
Yeah, these T-tails. What's wrong with you?
Okay.
Whoa.
This song fucking blows. This is the...
I
hate the EDM stuff that's like, it feels so good.
It's like one of those fucking Love Barbie you.
Oh,
songs.
It's like Cascade bullshit. All right, yeah, this is what I want. This is how we go out for the weekend. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to us ramble on for an hour and a half. Appreciate you.
Bubba199 tonight on Twitch.
On Twitch. So if you go to YouTube and you're like, what the fuck? It's because we're on Twitch.
Yeah, we're on Twitch.
Yeah, so don't get confused like me. Thank you guys so much for listening. I feel like I need to thank people for the whole year because... BARP is tomorrow.
Yep.
BARP tomorrow at 7:30. We'll see you guys there.
Absolutely.
Food, drinks, fun, and more. The bus, I've seen them. I saw them today. They look fucking amazing.
They really do.
Really cool. Thank you guys for a wonderful year of everything. And get ready to party tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good time. See ya. Bye.
Bye. I could only